Welcome to this podcast previewing this year's Viva Spanish and Latin American Film Festival, the 20th edition, no less. My name is Andy Willis from the University of Salford, and I'm joined by Anna Valbuena from the Cervantes Institute and Jesse Gibbs, one of the coordinators of the festival. We're going to offer a few highlights that you might want to check out, and along the way mention some of the events that make Viva such a unique celebration of Spanish and Latin American cinema. Anna, have you got a film that you would recommend?
The first one I would like to recommend is Los Últimos Días, The Last Days. It's going to be also an adult study session, and it's just a chance of seeing a science fiction film set in Barcelona. So I think the setting of the film in Barcelona gives a completely different atmosphere to the city.
Yeah, I've got that one circled in my brochure as well. It's quite rare to get science fiction films from Spain, So I'm really looking forward to that. And Spanish cinema and genre is something that they're doing really well at the moment. So yeah, that's definitely a good recommendation, I think. Jesse, what have you got lined up?
Well, my first recommendation is a very different type of film. It's a documentary. It's in Euskera, the Basque language. It's called Bert Solari. I hope my Basque pronunciation is okay. So Bert Solari is a singer of improvised verse, and they perform their improvised verses in front of audiences of thousands of people at the Basque National Championships, and they literally make it up on the spot with just 1 or 2 minutes to work out what they're going to sing. It's really an incredible feat that they managed to achieve, and watching them do it in real time is really amazing. And the style of the film is really beautiful as well. That's on the 13th and 16th of March.
That sounds a good one too. Well, let's see if I can match those excellent recommendations with my first recommendation. That's El Fantástico Mundo de Juan Orol, The Fantastic World of Juan Orol. Now, this is a Mexican film that I actually saw in preparation for the festival, and I thought it was a biopic of a real film director. Then I watched what is an absolutely strange would be one word, but fantastic I think is the best word, film, which follows the career of this B-movie director and each era he moves into, from dark, gritty thrillers to bright, sunny musicals. The film's style changes, so one minute it's in dark film noir style, black and white, the next minute it's in glorious Technicolor. And I left the cinema when I saw it thinking, well, that can't be a real person, that must be made up, I was wrong. And then when I did a bit more research, I find out, in fact, he is a real person. So it was a pretty fantastic life he had, and this is a pretty fantastic film telling us about him. So I would definitely recommend that one. It's one of the most original Mexican films I've seen in a long, long time. Okay, so there are also a number of events tied in to Viva. Anna's already mentioned that there's an adult study day around her choice, but there are a few others. Jess, is there anything you would highlight, the added events that make Viva so special?
Well, one of the director Q&As that I'm really looking forward to, in fact I'm going to be hosting, is with the Colombian film Cazando Luciérnagas, Chasing Fireflies, which is a really, really beautiful film. It's the UK premiere of this film. The director's coming over to present it to us. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Really looking forward to finding out what he's got to say about it and the other projects that he's working on. It's set on the northern coast of Colombia, on the Caribbean coast. And it's about a man living a very isolated existence whose quiet life is interrupted by first the arrival of a dog and then the arrival of his estranged daughter. There's hardly any dialogue really in the film, and there's only these two or perhaps three characters if you include the dog. But you get really, really drawn into the story, and it's a really well-made film. It's incredibly beautiful as well. It's a very beautiful part of the world. So, can't wait to welcome the director on the 11th of March.
Yeah, well, that sounds a good one as well. Everything's stacking up well this year, as ever, with Viva. Now, I have been accused on occasion of being something of an egotist, but I must dispense with that idea and really clear people's minds of that when I recommend as my extra my own introduction to Mexican popular cinema, which is on Wednesday the 12th of March at 5:15 to 6:15. To complement the screening of The Fantastic World of Juan Orol, I'll be talking about Mexican popular cinema, from exploitation films that rip off Jaws to comedies to musicals, and looking at how particular film studios in Mexico help facilitate that burgeoning and expansive popular cinema. So if anyone fancies a bit of fun, some interesting information, then come along to that introduction to Mexican popular cinema. Anna, have you got any other events that you would recommend?
Yeah, there's another one. It's a documentary called La Pata Quebrada, Barefoot and in the Kitchen. And it's on Sunday the 9th and Tuesday the 18th. And there will be a one-hour intro on the topic of how women are represented in Spanish cinema. And it is a really well-researched documentary, because we can see how women from the 40s almost are represented in Spanish cinema. So really looking forward to it.
Excellent. That sounds like quite an important kind of event and film. So again, another one to circle there in the brochure, I think, and try to get along to. Jesse, have you got any other film recommendations?
Yep, we've also got another UK premiere of an Argentinian film called Mar del Plata, which is a really nice comedy based on the dysfunctional friendship between two guys who basically go to Mar del Plata for the weekend. Mar del Plata is an Argentinian seaside resort. So the comedy centres around what they get up to this weekend, their problems, their insecurities, various failing relationships and so on that are happening in the background. It's a really funny film, very well observed. It's also got some really nice stylistic elements to it, things like split screens and graphics on the screen and so on. It's really good fun. I enjoyed that one a lot.
Oh, that sounds really good. I love films that have got that kind of visual style that takes you a little bit further than you normally get. Excellent. And Anna, have you got another film recommendation?
Yeah, the other one I would like to recommend is Pelo Malo, but here is actually a chance of, as with Viva, no, to see quite a variety of cinema representing different nationalities. And this one is from Venezuela. And it's quite intimate and strong portrait of relationship between a mother and his 9-year-old boy, that his sense of identity is coming to terms, and for him the hair is a symbolism. So I quite like it, and we'll have the chance of welcoming the director and the producer. So I think this, again, a Q&A, an interesting event to come and watch and listen to.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Viva is excellent at doing is bringing along directors and creative personnel from the films and offering that extra that you wouldn't get if you just went to see it as a normal screening. One of the other things that Viva does, which I'm always happy about and pleased to go to the films, is showing films from the history of Spanish and Latin American cinema. And the archive screening this year is Los Golfos, The Delinquents, directed by Carlos Saura. This film was made in 1959 and then was nominated for the Palme d'Or in the 1960 Cannes Film Festival. It's about a group of juvenile delinquents in the slums of Madrid, one of who has great ambitions to be a bullfighter, and all of the gang get together to try and support him. But of course, whether or not he'll be able to is the question, given their social circumstances. It's worth noting, of course, the film was nominated for the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival in 1960, but that didn't mean it was going to be released in Spain. Censorship problems and the way in which the government organised the film industry in those days meant it wasn't shown, and then when it was slightly edited in 1962. So it's interesting in a number of ways, that film. So that would be the last recommendation, I think, from our podcast, Los Golfos, the Matinee Classic, which is showing on Sunday the 16th and Wednesday the 19th of March. Okay, so thanks to Jesse, thanks to Anna for those recommendations of both films and of events that are going on during this year's Viva. Get hold of a brochure if you can, and as I've been doing, circle off the films you want to do. It gets difficult trying to get the time off work to manage to fit all of the films in, but I try to make my best efforts. So if you want any more information about the films or the events that we've talked about, or the festival more broadly, then please visit vivafilmfestival.com. If you're talking about the festival on Twitter, use the hashtag VivaFest2014 or follow @CornerhouseMCR.